The crew throws Non-MAG a homegoing party because it's dead on the scene. And we got some very special guests here to help us get to the bottom of what's going on. Y'all tune in.
It's You're after- tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
God damn it, the pressure is on, you hear me?
Everybody's nervous in the studio.
We nervous in the studio because the pressure is on, you guys. Welcome to a brand new review. Black Ink from Chicago with you here at the Buzz TV. How y'all doing? I'm your girl Carmen, and I'm here with my panel crew. What's up, y'all?
Hi, guys. I'm not nervous, but my name is Nakia Monet.
Play me.
What's your name?
Hey, guys. I'm El Marie.
And I'm Drew Jones.
Y'all, we here, y'all. Shit just got realer than realer.
Facts, man.
Because we have in the studio with us today not only the one and only Mr. Ryan Henry, but he brought his best friend forward.
Yes! Yes!
And Ryan came by himself last time, and he brought a little bit of backdrop with him this time. You know what I'm saying? Welcome to the studio.
Hi, guys.
First time here. Thanks for coming and thanks for bringing them, Ryan.
How y'all like the episode?
It's very interesting.
Listen.
We have our thoughts. We're glad you're here to talk with us.
I want to know y'all thoughts because I didn't get the
Four ain't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it?
You've been seeing the clips, you know, Captain Crunch.
I'm glad you're alive.
Was it Captain Crunch or Fruit Loops?
It was actually Captain Crunch.
You're not traumatized?
Okay. So let's get right into it. Non-MAG is dead. How y'all feeling about this episode?
Rest in peace.
That's rough.
It's rough, huh?
You know what's crazy? I'm pretending I'm not here.
What's crazy is I'm right here.
That's right. What's crazy is we can hear it from the horse's mouth because they're both here. But now I was going to say, because this is the second episode in, and I always feel like VH1 and, like, Black Ink Chicago usually goes really hard. Because last season, it was the same situation, and we were mad stressed out. Mm-hmm. But now I feel like second episode, we're like, there was so many bombs. I know Ford didn't see the episode yet, but it was a lot of stuff that happened. So I'm happy that you guys are here.
Let you know what happened.
Y'all going to have to let me know, man.
And then Ryan can, you know.
Yeah, so how about y'all had some fun with us? We reviewed it, and we just going to talk about our review. How about y'all sit and kick it with us for a little bit? Y'all down with that?
Let's go. We got a little special segment with you guys.
A little bit later.
Well, let's do the special segment right now. Let's go.
All right, let's get to it. You know what? Since these guys are just in the studio for a little bit of time, we're going to get right to it.
Yeah. Let's just get straight to it.
Let's go.
When we last saw you, Ryan, you told us that we hadn't seen anything yet. We had got a little tea from Kat that things may have got a little hot and heated. And you told us, you know, we haven't seen anything yet. Come to find out, shit got real. And you felt betrayed by Kat. You felt betrayed by it. That's what we got from it.
When the season wrapped up,
Well, you know
what? And not only did you feel betrayed by Kat, you felt betrayed by your crew. Can you get into that for us, please?
I mean, I wouldn't put it so much as betrayed. It's just like, you know, you got to take it for what it is. You got a woman in the situation, and then she gonna act how she wanna feel. You, unless you get ahead of that, you can't control what that's gonna be. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So you feel like because she was angry and you weren't ahead of the ball, you couldn't stop what was happening. Like you couldn't stop stop it turning from a snowball into a big old molehill
avalanche.
No. Like a lot of this stuff is fourth wall that we can't bring to y'all. Mm-hmm. You know. Stuff that we won't be able to mention why these things happen. You know, so when it comes to production and how these things work, you only going to get it one way. Right. And the only way you're going to get it is how it's perceived on TV. You know, so I can't go and say, well, that person only did that because of this. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm not here to, unless it incriminates me, you know, criminally.
Okay.
Right. You know what I mean? I really ain't got.
Well, let's get into what we saw, the way you handled things. This season we
allegedly opened up
with you being upset. You feeling abandoned by your crew, and you felt that everything that you had put, allegedly, what we got from it was that what you put into Non-MAG now had no value, and you were ready to take what you had invested in these people and move on. But you didn't just take your livelihood the way it was presented to us. You kind of messed it up for everybody up in the shop.
Well, I mean,
you
like
wanna
I said,
break it down to us?
It's a lot.
It came off like...
Yeah, it's a lot that it goes along with that. Like, I mean, that's a situation of, you know, all last year, and y'all with me, you can understand, you know, people still hanging up on it now. Like, oh, you just mad you messed up because you fuck Cat. Did you see me fuck Cat?
No.
You know? Did you see any proof provided for any of the things that were said?
I mean, it was
I mean, if she tells you she got text messages, show the motherfuckers.
Receipts are receipts.
Right. In that sense, you know what
okay.
I mean?
I will say, speaking of receipts, one thing I do like about you, Ryan, like every time there's an episode, you will present your facts and your receipts.
Well, you know, I'm not here to destroy the show. Right. You know what I mean? Right. Like, it's just, that, like I said, even in the sense of that, I'm just like, well, let it be seen, because so many people made it like, oh, well, you and this and Kat, like, well, the real part of it was like, man, me and Kat messed around a long time ago, and my fault as a man was just, I didn't tell my girl that I messed with her back then before.
Yeah. Now, speaking of Rachel, the way it comes across to us, we noticed she was there for season one, and then season two and three, she kind of was like,
she wasn't there for season one.
She wasn't. So she was never riding for NyMeg as a crew member of Black Ink Crew Chicago. Like, she was never
there to support. Like I said, it's so much of that that gets, you know, people only see it in 42 minutes. Like, you know, to the world, it looks like, you know, they used a situation to me and Rachel when I was, like, 17. Like, oh, you cheated. And then she went and did this and had kids. And it's like, man, we were separated for 7 years. It's still my homie, though. And it's still my family.
Right,
so
of course.
It wasn't, no, you know, it wasn't like she left me to go do this. It's like, nah, we were separated. You know what I mean? Us getting back together recently was just something we decided to do as adults. It didn't have nothing to do.
Do you ever feel like y'all coming back together recently and then your friends and your crew that helped, that stuck by your side the whole time?
I stuck by her side.
You stuck by her side. I mean, I feel like Van was there and you were there for Van. You helped support Van when he got out of prison.
No, it was definitely 100.
You guys are a crew. Like, y'all are a package deal. Like, you know what I'm saying? So do you...
But it, like I said, it was all of those things were to an extent. You got to realize, all right, I known four since high school. He known him and Rachel in the same grade.
Yeah, I was
had the same
like
classes,
like,
you know? So
this is before.
I've known him that long. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When outsiders come, you know, come into something that ain't got nothing to do with them, you know what I'm saying? Like,
but do you understand as viewers why it looks like Rachel might be the person that's putting the battery in your
It's
back?
Cool, but you know what? I understand that from a level of us having 80% female viewers and then people putting their own emphasis on it. If all y'all ass at home getting cheated on, you just gonna try to ride with this and then constantly be this. You know what I'm saying?
Not saying y'all.
Not y'all.
No,
I feel like until it's put in your face and said in your face, then you don't even look at it like that. People would think on the outside, well, oh, man, Ryan just changed because Rachel's telling him to do it and he following behind her. Well, whatever happened to me having somebody behind me who cares about me for the last 15 years and don't want to see me fail no matter who I'm around.
So you don't feel like that. You felt like there was a choice that you had to make and you didn't feel like your friends, you felt like you would be better by separating yourself from
your
friends.
You ain't never had your mama tell you when you bring kids over and then she'd be like, don't bring that motherfucker back in my house. Because they're the people who care about you.
This season, we saw, like, I mean, not this season, this episode, you kind of did go to your parents and talk about it and they were like, you need to work this out.
No, they were like, you see,
you know, I didn't see it.
They were like, man, you know, are you just gonna quit? You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Now, to my defense, I never quit. You know what I mean? If I don't know how to do shit, I know how to just work.
Right.
All me and Ford are gonna do is just work. If something wrong, we gonna work. You know what I mean? So, right now, you in an episode where it looks like I don't even know if I'm gonna be tattooing. I don't know how to do shit, but get money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. It's just, I mean, shit. It's TV. Y'all got to feel some of that drama.
Because in this episode, if it was editing or whatever, but they have your dad saying that, like, kind of you started the whole situation with everything, and that he feels like you shouldn't have left. So it was like it does. And this episode did look like
it looks like.
You shouldn't be.
Like I said,
I don't know nothing. This feels like, you know, like when a new movie comes out and everybody goes see it.
And you haven't seen it yet.
That's how
okay, so let's break it down for Four. So Four didn't see the episode. So when the episode opens, you know what happened last week, right? So according to the audience was a little confused because the way the show happened last week, everybody was like, where's Four and what's happening? And we thought Four and Ryan were close.
Right.
And I like how Ryan answered that and he let everyone know, like, no, this is still my brother. We're good.
Yeah.
So this episode opens and Ryan pretty much is going to his parents for advice.
Right.
And as parents do, they give their kids advice. And I think his parents are pretty much saying, like, as they know him, like, you know, you've started this.
Okay.
We think you should at least give it a try. Okay. So that's the conversation with him and his parents. But yeah. we know there's editing and
I
want
to know, did you guys ever sit down before you made this decision to take Non-Mag to another level? I understood last season, at the end of the season finale, I felt like Van was being petty. I felt like it was real petty when he invited Kat to your vacation house. Let me just say that. And I understood why they displayed you showing the sentiments like, damn, how far under the bus are y'all going to drag me? Like, I'm trying to show y'all that I want to make peace. Let's get these things back on the right foot. You know, let's vacate together.
You know, let me speak real fast. Like, my biggest issue, I feel like nobody's perfect, right?
Right,
we all gonna make mistakes, but it's like, how long are you gonna sit here and remind a person that they did wrong over and over? It's like, if that's your real friend, brother, sister, whatever it is, like, you gonna encourage them and just, you know, watch them learn from their mistakes. You know what I mean? And just not do it again. That's it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a loss, it's a lesson. That's what I try to tell everybody. But like, they gonna keep hanging it over somebody's head, and it's like, you know, I don't know.
It just felt like they were beating a dead horse. Like,
well, we see from the audience's view, and the only thing that they can see is, no matter what goes wrong, like, you could have made me as great as you did in the first two seasons. Once you implement something into my character, it's gonna go that way.
I feel like that happens with Dawn a lot.
Yeah, I mean, even when Dawn was great last season, you know what I mean?
Once I just said that. I was like, last season, it was like the season where they kind of lifted him up, and then this was like, thanks
and
guys
that,
for
that was his, and that was, just to speak on my brother's behalf, that was his biggest, you know, problem. You know, he was like, man, I just got these people start liking me again. I don't want them not to like me, But that was his thing. He was trying to balance all out.
Now, as an older brother, do you take him aside and be like, what the hell?
You know what it is? Like, I since even when we were younger, like, I've always, like, he was always a kid that was, like, on his own thing. You know, my family used to call, and no one knew where he was at. He was just doing his own thing, right or wrong. But I always gave him advice, you know what I'm saying? But sometimes hearing it from somebody else, it can impact, you know what I'm saying, a little stronger. So that's what it was. So he'll get advice from maybe Ryan or whoever it is. Sometimes, like, I mean, I'm not saying he don't listen to me at all, but hearing
but
it from somebody else,
strong,
like, he's used to me. It's like, it's expected already.
Yeah. Question for you guys, because we're in, what, season four? Mm-hmm. And I know, like, every time an episode comes out, the fans, it doesn't matter what is shown, the fans have their mind made up. And I know they're in the comments, they're on Twitter, they're on Instagram. Are you guys used to that by now, or letting them know, like, look,
guys,
be easy?
You become numb.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, we're human, you know what I mean? Yeah. So you have to understand what you're in, no matter how bad it gets. Now, some people, you know, don't understand, and they'll just go off and they let that mess with them. But we're at a different level of accessibility when it comes to social media.
Yes.
So now, before, like I said, if you wanted to know about Michael Jackson in the 90s, you went to his concert, you saw him on a music video, you bought his album and listened to his music, and you saw him on TV.
In magazines.
That was
it. I'm
saying, you wouldn't know nothing else.
The life that you chose,
exactly.
Right? Like,
but also, it's different now. Now, you can see Justin Bieber be worth $500 million and living in his $30 million home up on the hills and living great. But now, look at his page. He's got 400,000 comments.
Yep.
And if he ever went through all of those comments to see how bad that slander was, even as rich as he is or whatever he does, it's going to mess with him as a human being mentally.
Right.
Because this level of accessibility puts these people in your house. You couldn't do that before.
And you be having time because you respond to people like,
well,
you, a lot.
I respond to people because a lot of people don't understand the level of why people disagree. You saying something negative to me and then we have a disagreement because there's a misunderstanding. So I'm going to, for one, see what you're saying, see if I'm wrong about what I'm talking about, and then try to hear you out. And then if I hear you out and I still see what my side is, all right, I'm going to try to let you learn this side. Because in certain cases, the person just didn't understand it. When I explained it to them, like, oh, damn, I didn't see it that way. So if I have the chance to let you see it from another side than just yours, and it can return positive, then it's worth it. But some people just don't. They don't even want to see different shit.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's just,
mind
is
made up.
Arguing.
Yeah, mind is definitely.
So that's why I make time for, because I know what I'm doing as I'm making time for
this
that.
Is a business.
It's
just
informative.
Like, we sit here and talk about this because this is a business for us. Like, this is our job. But at the end of the day, we know it's a story. We
people
know it's
come
a story
for us
line.
In the comments as well.
Yeah, people come for us.
It's going to look at how it's changed dramatically in the last year. Like, now everything is a paragraph.
Yeah.
Everything is somebody, this is what they would go do if they had a YouTube channel to do a review.
But
now they can just do their review
on their phone.
What I do is commend you guys for coming in here and facing the tough questions for us, because we do review this show as viewers. We're going to be like, Ryan, yo, that was fucked up. What's popping with Nikki? Speaking of Ford,
right?
That was a good segue.
Your segment was very interesting today, sir. So you're working as a musician and you're doing your thing. You know, we've seen you stepping onto new stages, huge stages, platforms. You just did a huge concert in the previous episode. And this episode, you get approached by
London on the track,
which is a huge opportunity for any up and coming artist.
Yeah, for sure, know? Man. We finna actually go meet up after this.
Awesome.
They said we have 5 minutes.
Oh, five minutes.
Okay, well, come on. Okay, we got to talk about
Nick. Nikki gets jealous when she finds out that you got to go do your thing. Now, I know she knows who she's with.
You know what it is?
Or is it possession?
Yeah, like, she's younger than me, too. So
yeah,
like,
she...
That's like my little baby girl. So it's like, she's very overprotective. Like, she just kind of wants me, you know, under all the time.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But she gets it, you know what I mean? But sometimes it's just, you know, sometimes women get selfish.
Did you feel like you deserved the cereal? And the...
I didn't know. I still wanted my cereal. Like, I heard my dog ate.
Your dog was going to town.
Wasn't that one of the funniest scenes in that job?
That was hilarious.
He walked outside and he was all...
Because we were like, that's us picking up the cereal.
And then I think it was Bella that started eating the food.
Your dog was going to town. And then Nikki helped you pack.
And then how did you feel with that? Because that was a whole, like, that was a full glass that she threw in your face. I'm like, he about to drown.
It wasn't even a water, it was an ice in it there.
Okay.
Yeah, it hit me in the eye, so that's why I was stuck for a minute.
But like, you're very composed. I want to commend you for being a very composed
man. Yeah, because
you seem to be passive and cool.
Because you know what? If I was to act on that, then I would have been in the wrong.
It would be
No matter what she did, I would have been in the wrong. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Well, y'all make a beautiful couple, and we kind of, you know, we know why y'all love each other so much. It's just like, you know, it's a situation, you know?
Opposites attract, man. You know.
Since y'all have a few minutes left, I guess we can say, so we're only in episode 2. So as we see in this season, right, and they always say there's more coming, and we're like, what else can we see? But as we see it, you guys are pretty much separated. So it's pretty much Ryan, and you're thinking about starting your own thing, and for Van, Charmaine, Danielle, everyone on this side. Are we all on speaking terms, or how's the relationship with everybody? I guess let's just get to the nitty
gritty. You two are on a good time.
See, you know what? Because I don't know if it's the friendship, how long we knew each other, but we have an understanding. It's just he's got an understanding.
Would there be support between the two shops now that it's looking like there's going to be a 9 Mag and a Loyalty
Inc.? I don't know.
Is there going to be support for each other?
I don't know. Because
I mean, you just seen a whole episode of Fuck Ryan and Fuck
9 Mag. And 9 Mag is dead.
Consistently.
Well, do you think that they have a right that you said fuck them?
I've never said fuck them. To feel like you said fuck them.
Or your actions.
All right, listen, that right there, as a viewer, you're speaking at one side. You're saying, well, do you think they had it right because you said fuck them? Well, why did I say fuck them?
Because you closed the doors, you didn't show up, and then all they did was come into a vandalized shop.
Look, how do you start a domino effect in the middle? Mm. You're starting right now from the middle of the domino effect.
Well, I felt like it started with Kat.
You just left off of season three with people saying this, that, and the other. It's going to be this. You know what? Fuck what you feel, Ryan. Don't care if you're going through nothing. We're going to have her up in here anyway. Fuck you. Van, you the new president. This, that, and the other. Don't forget parts of these episodes. Right.
That's true.
You know?
Yeah. That's true.
So, and like I said, a lot of people, even they relate everything back to me. Like, well, you messed up when it came to Kat. It wasn't about what we messed up when we came to Kat. It was the fact of, okay, everybody makes mistakes. Now it's time for me to make a mistake. What are you holding over me? Because all I asked for my people to be was, hey, man, I got to fix my relationship. I need y'all to understand that. And me and this girl can't be in a place where I'm uncomfortable and she's uncomfortable. She don't live here. So when she does come here at any random time, she can't work here right now. I'm not saying she can't work here in 2 years.
I felt like all of you guys were on the same page.
No,
with that.
It was
that's why I didn't feel like I was like,
though,
where did
remember,
they?
Remember
did
the he, episodes? It was immediately, no, nah, fuck that. She can work here whenever she wants to.
Yeah,
fuck
right,
Ryan.
Yeah.
He
okay,
because
we did say last season. I was like, I got what Ryan was saying because I'm like, if he's trying to work everything out with Rachel, I get the whole dynamic. Like, I'm not saying she can't come back here forever, but let me work this out with my girl.
But I thought that we understood that you and Kat had spoken separately from the rest of the group, and that you guys had confronted that issue, and she was y'all was just like, okay,
but it was everybody else that was like, she can't.
But then it went back
to, felt like,
oh, you banned her, though. We right now, she don't even live here.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I'm not saying that, you know what I mean, I hate this person. It's just that if we had a run-in, I can't be working with you. You don't live here.
Yeah,
I can't be working with you in a place tomorrow.
Right.
Yeah.
That is my place of where I work at.
Absolutely.
It's your choice to come here or not.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But I can't have you working here when we have it, because you would be uncomfortable as a woman. I would be uncomfortable as a man. And we just can't have that. Everybody went with, no, fuck this. She can do what she want to do. Mm-hmm. She come work here whenever, because she been this.
Okay.
Well, was she that when she left y'all?
Right. So you felt like that was worth saying forget it all?
It was that, and then look at all the levels that you can probably pinpoint to your mind the levels of disrespect to everything that came between that. Fuck you, this, that, you don't own this, we don't own this, you can't do this, you can't tell us this, you got this. So if I got to go through so much talking about lease and who owns this and who can't say this, if I can't ask you to pick up a bottle from last night of partying and all of these things, there is no chain of command. So why am I still here?
That was big last season. But before y'all go, this is season 4. Will there be a season 5? And will you be filming with everyone? I know 4 is peaceful, so.
I understand too.
Well, okay, that's a good. You know, that's
but
a
it's
good,
definitely season 5.
Chill,
it's definitely
right?
season 5.
Okay, so definitely
you know,
season 5.
Let me explain. You know what? Wait, 1 second. You know, let me explain my chill. The reason why, see, I think for me, like, music helps my chill. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay. Like, I have somewhere, I'm very specific where I channel my energy. And I don't believe in negative energy, so it's like I try to, you know, put out positive energy. You know what I'm saying?
So what's sorry. Next for you four? Like, we know everything. You got the London on the beat stuff coming up.
I mean, we just working,
London,
you know.
London on the track. London on the track, sorry.
Yeah, a lot of more music, you know, a lot of more shows, you know, tours, all that.
So. Well, I'm not finna be that modest about certain shit because I've done that this whole time.
What's going on, Ryan? What's up next?
You're asking, so as it comes into this, you know what I mean, the same circumstance of me leaving that place and them having to start something new, you know, everything else goes along with that. So if, you know, like I said, they break that fourth wall and they want to talk a lot of shit, you know, but don't get it fucked up about why we here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I've never had to try to boss up on 4 and say, hey, remember when I told you this shit like that? No. You know what I mean? 4 always played his role in what he was. I hit 4 first when there was a 9-man conversation. You understand? That was just about us being bigger than each other. Now we're at a point to where people feel like, you can't tell me this, you can't talk to me, you can't do this, you can't. You don't even know if you're going to be on the season.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have the meetings I have. You didn't start the fucking show.
You
didn't build the fucking show.
I have a question.
So who can you tell?
Sounds like an exclusive.
4. So are you Loyalty Inc. or are you 9-Mac?
I got 9-Mac tattooed on me.
Okay.
A lot of motherfuckers got that tattooed.
Yeah, but a lot of motherfuckers sit next to you.
That's a fact.
I'm out here because 4 is.
You supporting your brother?
Well, yeah. I mean, y'all gotta stay tuned, man. Shit.
Damn.
I'm gonna say like this. It's like this shit. It get crazy, man.
And y'all said that last season. We had no idea.
It's like out of control, real. You know what I mean? Damn. Like, there's so many ways that you would have producers or people who film a show want things to go their way.
Yeah.
But so much real shit happens that they have to just go
so
with it.
So was that gunshot in the wall real? I got to ask you that. Were you really that pissed?
Did you see me shoot a gun?
No, allegedly. No.
Okay, then. So, you know what I mean? And when it comes to this criminal accusation of shit, I have children. I have family.
Okay.
And then for people to go and consistently, and I don't give a fuck what's going on. I'm not finna be on television saying, hey, man, 4, you remember when you did this and shit like that? I'm sorry, the TV ain't worth it to me.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? The scene ain't worth it to me. None of that's worth it to me. So on that level, I don't give a fuck if I was guilty or if I wasn't guilty. Why are you trying to incriminate me to that level when you fuck with me like that? If I fuck with you like that, you know what I mean?
You mean the 2 you talking about right now? Me or the...
No, I'm talking about a bunch of people. You know,
I'm asking a question because I saw the show.
Well, I can tell you right out in the door. Like, people ask, well, what's up with you and Van and why y'all don't? Right. I mean, I used to rock with them. And like I say, even in trying to be cordial as we were moving along, shit was fine. But, you know, you literally are in scenes talking about me with some... criminally, you know.
But
what I mean?
Isn't that what y'all signed up for? I'm just so confused.
Okay, so what would you quit for? Because I feel like in anything that you do, at what cost? Because, like I said, in a certain sense of who you fuck with and how you fuck with them, Van was locked up. I was out there Christmas Eve fucking about to rob niggas for this damn hoverboard that his daughter needed that you couldn't get her. That's how much I fuck with you on certain levels of shit. So when it comes to you possibly incriminating me to get taken away from my fucking family for a scene of shit like that, you a snitch and I don't fuck with you.
Well, we heard it here first. Mm. Yeah. So it sounds like there will be a season 5, but everyone may not.
Yeah. So some accountability is left out in the...
Hold on. Everybody might be on season 5. This shit's so raw, you got to see if everybody can be on season 6.
I want to say, how are you feeling about Charmaine? Because a few seasons ago, you know, it was like you were there for her when her car got repossessed, help her get that back and things like that. You were there for her, gave her a job at 9-Mag and everything like that. And now it's just like, F. Ryan Henry, she made the flyer with the, you know... bullseye on you or whatever like that.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. So there was a flyer for the party.
So there's a
party.
It was like,
Nye Mag is dead, F. Ryan Henry, bullseye thing.
Do you understand why, if we're buying into the story that we're being told, do you understand why they felt abandoned slightly? Yeah.
But I want to know how he feels about Charmaine.
And did you actually show up to
the party? I was hurt by it. Still hurt by it, honestly.
That's a good question, Drew.
Did you actually show up to the party? Because it didn't look like... And you're seeing with you guys pulling up, it didn't look like y'all were there.
So why are you asking me about television? I'm saying y'all will sit in front of television that you know is edited how it needs
because
to be edited.
Because why you understand something?
Because why?
We work in production. I'm a freelance producer.
Okay, so when you see she be like,
We get it. But the average audience member, they don't understand.
We get to review the show. That's it.
So we get it because we host. We're all producers. We work in production. So we know how they produce.
Right.
But the average audience that sits in the YouTube comments, that come on iTunes, and you guys' comments, they only see one thing. So we have to ask you guys these type of questions to kind of break it down to them. Ryan just got a phone call. For those who are not watching, we are on iTunes.
He snuck away to come in here and give us a little exclusive.
We love y'all. I just want to say, if you guys can come back, this is only episode 2. If y'all can come back and kick it with us, we would love more updates.
And understand that whatever you guys give us is what we're going to talk about. Whatever is edited into the show is what we're going to talk about.
Here, we can make something happen.
We can make something happen.
We can do an exclusive interview. Y'all got time?
We need some more time.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do that.
That's what it is.
Ashley gave it to that
month. Tomorrow when you guys come back, when we figure this out, let's actually get into the episode and give you guys' think about it.
Yes.
But thank you guys for coming.
We
so
love
much.
Y'all.
Thank y'all.
Hopefully we see y'all tomorrow and we can talk about some more things. Ryan said it, so
don't forget that headset, Ryan.
Yes. Yeah, don't forget your headset. Bye, guys.
I promise I'm going to do my homework tonight.
Okay. Do your homework. We're going to be on y'all.
Send out love to Ashley and
for those who are listening, we're saying bye to Ryan and Four.
We love you guys. Thanks for keeping it real. Have fun. We appreciate that perspective. Oh lord. So for those who are listening and watching, Four and Ryan are leaving. We appreciate them. We love you. Thank you y'all. Hopefully they can come back tomorrow. Ryan, exclusive.
But yeah, they get a really quick interview, and that's what it is. It's real. Yes. They ran up on us.
So Ryan's basically first of all, don't be tripping off me stuttering, because if y'all could understand how fine.
Listen, let me tell y'all something. Now that they gone.
Now we can talk about the real tea. Y'all can trip with y'all.
Ladies.
I was like upset. So do you,
So the people who watch the show.
Bitch, if y'all was in our group chat earlier.
Okay, I said nothing.
I was Drew.
So for those who are listening to us on iTunes, who cannot visually see us on YouTube, we had Ryan and Four in the building, and they are just as beautiful.
Gorgeous, honey. Talk about some fine black kings. Come on now.
I mean, I don't know what to say or do.
They're going to gasp when they see this, though.
So hopefully we can get them to come back tomorrow, and we can actually have a sit down and talk to them about everything.
He feels like production is feeding into things, so everybody wants to know.
Right. Ryan always felt that way.
We confronted him about, how he felt about, the team siding with Kat, and he felt betrayed. Now we know that he felt betrayed. He felt like it was so much BS going on last season, or, the last time we saw them, he was ready for a clean break, which... That happens in life, dog. You get fed up with the drudgery.
I remember that second lake house situation, and Van literally said Kat, if she want to be there, she's gonna
be there.
He said that,
and that's why
Charmaine kind of felt the same way y'all can't take her away, but it's like, if she doesn't live here, work here, I can for right now.
I told Ryan, I love that he does this where he follows up with people and he answers, because he had to remind us, and that's literally what he said last season. He's like, I'm not saying I don't hate her, I'm not saying she can't come back, but if I'm trying to work this out with Rachel, which does make sense, she just can't be here. And like I told him when we came in last year, I'm like, it's because y'all started off as friends and they don't respect you as a boss.
Okay.
So when you're telling them boss things, they look at it like, nah, that's the homie.
Right.
So I can understand why he would just walk out and be like, you know what? And then you're incriminating me allegedly about an alleged crime. And I can understand. So it's always good to get everyone's side.
It definitely is. Four is just as peaceful in person as he reacts to Nikki on the show. He's so chill. And
Nikki, I'm sorry.
His vibes are bomb.
Nikki, if you want to be a part of it too, like Nikki, I would be in that sandwich, and I will be
Nikki, we understand why you're dealing. We understand why. you know, why you want to make sure that you protect your investment, my love.
And it was funny because you said that, and I'm mad that you really get it. And I remember like
you said that, and you said, like, I understand what. And he's like, yeah, I channel my energy into other things. I'm like, because
no, we understand why Nikki.
Because Nikki's package is amazing. Like her body is like snatched to the T, and four is working with. Situation.
Four is a beautiful man. That's what we'll say here. Hopefully, because I mean, we have 4 minutes left, so hopefully they can come back tomorrow and we can delve more, because Ford didn't watch the episode.
Yeah.
We can delve more into like what happened, but I'm happy that we were able to get them in the exclusive.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
And all that good stuff. And hopefully we can
talk
more about like Dawn and Ashley and the party and Rachel and, you know.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun things next week. We're going to do a little comment creep in for anybody who has anything to say in our comment section on YouTube. We're going to read some of your comments and get some shout outs. Drew.
Yeah, if you want to keep talking to us, if you want us to shout you all out, you have to talk to us.
Yes.
And the way that you do that is you can go to YouTube and leave a comment. Make sure to, you know, like us, because we'd be rude to not like us. But if you are more of a hearer than a seer, that's cool. We got something for you, too. Mm-hmm. You can go over to iTunes, subscribe, give us 5 stars. Give 5 stars for 4, because that man
is... I mean,
yes.
Him and Ryan are just beautiful.
When you give 5 stars, it makes it easier for people to find us, and then we can make this Black Ink Crew Chicago family bigger, because it needs more people.
Yes.
So yeah, like, everybody, subscribe, comment, 5 stars, 4 stars.
Let us know what you think about what Ryan said to defend himself today.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you guys are, and shout out to everyone who's always in the chat with us, shout out to everybody on iTunes and YouTube. If you guys are listening, let us know whose side are you on. Are you team Ryan or are you team Van and 9 Mag? Let us know who you think is wrong, because now we hear Ryan's side, we hear what 4 has to say. So you guys tell us what team you writing
for. I guess we're going to try to do something with them tomorrow. So if you have the questions, let us know now so we can possibly ask them.
And we can prepare, because Ryan likes to spring up on us so we can't prepare.
Yeah.
He likes to scare us.
That was my first time meeting him. I was like, I get it.
So like, Drew, last year, he literally walked in on us, and he likes to surprise us, and he doesn't like to tell us when he's coming, so we're nervous and scared.
Yes.
And we had a whole plan for you guys, but hopefully tomorrow we can get more tea and, you know,
I tried the front, like I didn't care.
Hopefully we can get a little bit more talking about Dawn and Ashley and what they're going through, because honey, the tea was so thick I can't even like
cash app was not made.
How about this? We have 2 minutes left.
First of all, I'm just gonna go ahead and say this. I'm gonna save my last 2 minutes for that trick. Ashley, if you want us to find her,
we are ready, girl. How about this?
Keep it together till part two.
We are all team Ashley.
Yes.
How about we just go into predictions and say what we predict? Is Ashley gonna throw them hands? Is Ashley going to bounce to Texas?
Damn, because he got, when she said she was going to Texas, I was like, she means that shit. When you, thank you.
I got you, girl.
You know what?
I predict that I want to,
I predict that she's going to take the honest steps this time to really try, but I don't think she's going to get far. I'm kind of happy because she got a family, and I don't believe in that, so.
Yeah.
Same thing. I do predict that she is pretty upset, but I don't think that she's going to leave Dawn, because if we're watching now via their social media, I think they're still together. So I don't think she's leaving, but I mean, I'm willing to see what this girl, she's really pregnant by Dawn.
Because
Dawn posted a post today about his 3 kids. Mm-hmm. He didn't mention anything about a 4th, so this will be very interesting to see.
It's going to be interesting to see. I don't know, because I mean, social media, they don't interact as much as they used to.
Yes.
So there may still be a separation.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe she didn't, maybe there's not divorce on the table, but separation.
I want to give a shout out to Ashley for having a quote of the show, though. Can I please give Ashley's quote of the show was, "You sucked my ass when you sucked his dick." And I just want to commend you, Ashley, because that was a comeback for that ass. And, you know, we all saw her suck his dick. So we saw her suck the ass off of his dick. And so I want to give you 2 thumbs up on that one. That was a great one, because at the end of the day,
I'm not mad at her for doing what she did.
Yeah. I mean, I think they're obviously still in cahoots. When you love someone that much, it's hard to just completely cut it off. And they got babies together, so I don't think it's completely cut off. But I think she's growing. Mm-hmm. And so I think she might grow.
I love you.
So I think, you know, we might see
her
put the fear of God in him, which is about time.
Yes.
He needs to quit playing. He's got a good woman in front of him. So he appreciates it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, we have to see what's going to happen. If Van is going to get this lease. Mm-hmm. If Ryan is going to come back and give us some more in-depth interview tomorrow, we can't wait to see that.
We're
going to see what Ford thinks about his episode, Flash with Nikki. Mm-hmm.
And if that doesn't happen, then next week we'll go a little bit more in-depth about on some of these issues.
Yeah. Maybe don't go too hard on the poor girl. He is a catch girl. I'm trying to tell you. I don't know if you like, what, she about 25? I'm trying to tell
She's
you,
She's a
girl.
Youngin'.
He's a catch.
Yeah, if they don't come back tomorrow, we can get the interview. Next week, we'll dig into this episode and lead into next episode. Because a lot happened this episode, but because we got the guys, that was a little bit more important.
So don't read us in the comments.
Yeah.
I know. We had a lot going on tonight. So, so next week.
We're here.
Yeah, next week, we'll make sure we get everything covered plus that current episode.
Yes, we will. Well, so we'd like to thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you guys for being here with our surprise guest, surprise for all of us. And until then, I'm your girl, Carmen. You can catch me on Instagram at King Karma, King_Karma.
I am pregnant.
You too, is it by Dawn?
And you, no, I'm pregnant by Four and Ryan. You guys can follow me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom.
Like, I be trying not to say nothing. I be trying to respect people's relationships.
I love
I got
more
Ryan,
pregnant.
So I be like,
I'm fake pregnant, y'all. Not
I'm El Marie. You guys can find me on Instagram and on Twitter at El Marie TV.
I think I'm the only one who knows what birth control is. You guys can find me on all the things at OK Drew J with no babies.
Yes.
Fake pregnant, y'all. Not really pregnant. I love this relationship. Their relationships are beautiful.
We respect relationships, but they're fine.
Lord, until next time, y'all, we're gonna be cool enough. Tune in tomorrow, check back in. We're gonna make announcements via our social media. Don't miss part two.
Bye.
Brian and Four.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.